Good morning. If you're a King County voter, you will decide on a levy focused on helping young children get a strong start in life. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, the Best Starts for Kids levy would raise about $390 million over 6 years to pay for an array of services aimed at improving the prospects of disadvantaged kids. But critics say the tax could hurt the very people it purports to help.
On a sunny afternoon at Crossroads Park in Bellevue, Peggy Reber is watching her 2.5-year-old son Mason eat grapes at a picnic table and try to feed them back to his teacher.
That's his latest thing, is he's figured out that we all feed him with spoons and forks, and so he tries to force feed us.
This park is next to Kindering Center, which provides education and therapies for kids with special needs and their families. At age 2, Mason hasn't started talking yet. He has cognitive, growth, and motor delays, too. But once he's finished his grapes, Mason grabs his walker and toddles as fast as he can to join the other kids on the playground. When Mason was born, his needs were so great that his mom quit her job to care for him full-time. Reber says she relied on the therapist at Kindering to figure out how to help Mason with his many challenges and help her work with him at home.
So going from having a steady income to being unemployed, and my husband being underemployed and, you know, still struggling to make ends meet, there's no possible way we could have provided any of these things for him without the assistance of Kindering and without the assistance of the public health system.
Identifying and treating developmental delays early is one of the goals of the Best Starts for Kids levy on King County's fall ballot. It would pay for a wide range of prevention and early intervention services for children and families. County Executive Dow Constantine created the initiative.
We spend a lot of money and a lot of time trying to put Band-Aids on problems, trying to make up for the failure to invest in people early. And we've made very little room to make those early investments, to invest in prevention and intervention and the things that will keep people on track to have a productive life.
The initiative doesn't specify the programs the levy would fund. That would be decided later. But half of the money would go toward services for pregnant women and young children, like the county's Nurse Family Partnership Program. That program pays for nurses to make home visits to first-time, low-income parents from pregnancy through the child's second birthday. Constantine says he didn't fully realize the importance of those early years until he visited the University of Washington's Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences. He says the center's research on how infant brain development shapes children's ability to learn later in life changed his perspective.
I think I, like most people, assume that kids are tough and they might get off to a difficult start, but we'll get them to kindergarten and school, take care of things. That's not how it works. We know scientifically that's not how it works, that the earliest days are the most important days, and we need to be focusing effort on making sure that every kid gets off to the best start possible.
Along with early childhood interventions, one-third of the levy would fund services for older children and young adults, like mental health care and substance abuse prevention. The rest would go mostly to youth and family homelessness prevention and other programs for at-risk communities. But Paul Guppy says the levy would fund a lot of services that are already in existence. He's the vice president for research at the Washington Policy Center, a free market advocacy group.
We just see a lot of duplication. It creates a new property tax to create a brand new program with a different level of government that seems to be doing the same thing that several other agencies are already doing.
The Best Starts for Kids levy would cost the owner of a $500,000 home $70 a year. Guppy acknowledges that that is not a lot of money, but he says the property tax burden falls hardest on the people the levy aims to help.
Seattle is asking for a big road levy right now. Next year, Sound Transit is going to ask for something like a $15 billion tax increase, and the state is looking at higher taxes for schools. So our point is that each of these proposals is seen in isolation, but when you add it all together, especially a regressive tax, you have to be sensitive about how this affects families.
Dow Constantine counters that the initial investment in young people will pay dividends by helping them become productive members of society and saving taxpayers money down the road. In this big levy year, King County voters will have to do that math. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.